Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. A little Mark Knopfler on the guitar. I'm Jim Blasingame. This is me on vocals. And we got on percussion, we got our good buddy Mike Meisel, the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. Mike, thanks for hanging out with us. And Mike, one of the things that's going on right now that we're just on the cusp of, as the economy starts to recover, we have to, if we've got good employees, if we've got people that we want to make sure we keep, we have to quit taking them for granted. And it's understandable in the last couple of years, you kind of maybe take some people for granted because where are they going to go, right? But I think, and you've been talking about this some lately too, Mike, I think that we've got to make sure that we don't take them for granted, that we start paying more attention to them, we start letting them know in a number of different ways that they're important to us. Otherwise, they're going to be gone, aren't they?
Yeah, and the studies are pretty clear. People that own businesses think the number one issue for employees is they're overworked. When they interview the employees of those same companies, they say, as soon as the recession starts to break, I'm out of here because I've been mistreated. And that dichotomy is kind of mind-boggling to me. Mm-hmm. And it transcends small businesses, Fortune 5, Fortune 1. And in your last segment, you talked so much about training. Even training alone is a great way to engage employees. If you're a small business and you've got 13 employees, having two or three of your employees on a rotating basis do the training, and then sitting down and telling them how much you appreciate. Maybe there's an area where you want your business to grow, and rather than research it and dictate down, give two employees an hour on a Friday to get on the internet and research it and then report back to the group, where they think an interesting area for growth or increased opportunity might be, and then hit them with the positive reinforcement. It's not necessarily paying them more money, which I think is the original boomer knee-jerk reaction to everything.
Right.
I got to pay them more. Make them feel a part of what you're doing. And then the last thing is, remember, these employees are really big on social causes and family, and maybe the project is 10% of an event or 5% of an event would go to Habitat for Humanity or something where we start to mix the interest we know in the betterment of society that they carry so deeply with the growth of our business and find a way to marry those two
together. How about asking your employees to find a cause that they can all agree on and make that the company's cause?
Yeah, and it's interesting.
And it's not. This is not just for self-serving purposes, folks. It's the right thing to do. And what it's doing, and this comes back to another age of the customer element, critical element, Mike, and that's the values. Putting an S on value. Values is what what you stand for, what your company stands for, what your organization stands for, and your customers are going to want to see values demonstrated more so they can know whether they, more and more people are going to be doing business with you more because of your values than they are because of your products, because products are ubiquitous. Products are commodities. The only thing that differentiates you in the future with your employees and with your customers are your values. What do you think?
Yeah, and I would say don't be surprised if the causes that they come up with are non-traditional in your mind.
Huh.
As many great things as the Red Cross and the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life and all that they do, I think your employees, you might be surprised, they're going to target the local homeless shelter. They're going to target battered wives or single moms or maybe even the local rec department or school books for kids that are underprivileged or whatever it turns out to be. The causes that the younger generations really want to get behind have a tendency to be not only non-traditional, more local, very niche, very specific.
And they're going to want you to, you're going to need to allow them time during work. Just identify how much, everybody can agree on that, time during work to devote to some of those too, aren't they?
Well, and two key points. A major management point here and leadership point is if you ask them for their opinion, You've got to use it.
Yeah.
Or you'll never get the feedback again.
There you go.
If you delegate this, you know, you've got to get behind that cause, even if maybe you disagree or you don't think it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if it's totally inappropriate, that's a horse with
right.
that color. But,
right.
You know, if you ask, you have to implement. Otherwise,
right.
every time you ask, you're never going to get the ideas from the people that are closer to the issues than you are to make your business better.
Mike, what's the website again? One more time, please.
UnlockTheMysteries.com.
UnlockTheMysteries.com. Give us that lacrosse website again, too.
If you're a lacrosse coach or have kids in lacrosse, it's laxcoachmike.com, laxcoachmike.com.
So check it out. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
You're awesome, Jim. Thanks, man. And
see
keep
you,
that
buddy.
Voice going.
There you go. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.